And a big old thank you to BigPipe.co.nz. They are the best people at delivering unlimited naked broadband. They don't do phone lines, they just do broadbands, and they do it the best. Fast, unlimited broadband in a variety of flavors, starting with the cheaper, accessible kinds all the way through to ultra-fast fiber broadband. There's no data caps and no throttling. Do you want to know what throttling is, Chris?
What's throttling? Oh, I've throttled a thing or two in my time.
Not that kind of throttling, you dirty boy. This is when the internet service provider purposefully makes your internet slower, you know, to punish you for whatever reason.
Would someone punish me like that?
That's exactly the kind of question Big Pipe was asking. When they came up, were there no throttling rule? There's no throttling.
Well, I think all internet service providers should have a no throttling policy.
But they don't. But one that does is BigPipe.co.nz.
Thanks, Big Pipe.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
And welcome to this Cross the Cook Strait episode of The Male Gaze.
Yeah, we are in different places right now.
We're in different islands. I may as well just be in Australia.
You may as well. I may as well be in France.
Yeah.
Because that's how fancy I feel today.
I'm in Christchurch this week, and Eli's in Auckland still.
I'm in Auckland in my bedroom. We're doing this for the first time. There's no Paddy and no Tim. We are left to our own devices. So if anything goes wrong,
it's like a late night Skype. Do you know what this reminds me of? When I used to like call my friends on the phone growing up.
Yes.
Like, and you just like spend like 40 minutes talking to them about nothing.
Because you didn't have unlimited access to them on Facebook Messenger all day.
And you had like 20 texts that you had to like save up.
Me and my friends just used to do voices for each other, really. Just come up with characters and do voices.
Because what else
are you
going to
talk about?
Performer.
You're 12. Thank you.
I remember, like, I got myself into this kind of, like, dating mayhem thing where, like, I was dating this girl called Natalie, who is now working at the cafe down the road from my flat.
Whoa!
Is a lesbian. So it was never going to work out between us.
Nice. Well, that's kind of perfect then.
Yes.
No hurt feelings there.
Because her girlfriend works at the bar, at the counter. She's like, hey, this is kind of strange, but your old girlfriend of yours is my girlfriend now. And I was like, that's wonderful. That's not strange at all. It's like, that's 2017, baby.
And do they work at the cafe together?
No, but her girlfriend Natalie always comes down and has a free coffee.
I love that you're naming them. What if they're not out to their parents or something? And their parents listen to this podcast.
Well, then I think the parents are going to be A-okay with it.
Yeah, that's true.
And then this other girl that I was dating, I switched from Natalie to this other girl, Melora. And I didn't cheat on Natalie. But there was a very quick transition from Natalie to Melora.
What do you consider when you are 12 to 14? What is considered cheating? Is it holding hands with? Is it?
I think it's just like going out. Time with. I've been like, oh, we're going out now. And that's like the decision that you made. And that's official. I would never like kiss or anything like that at that age. I was too scared. And a closeted homosexual.
Same. I'd hold hands for like a max 5 minutes of lunchtime.
You'd be like, yeah, this is enough. This is moving too fast for me.
And then I'd be like, should we go shopping after school?
I've got to figure out something to wear to the school soiree.
Is that what your school called it? A soiree?
We had this bogus thing called a soiree where it was like we learned Victorian dancing and we had to take our parents along and there was like a music recital in the middle of it and we did the gay Gordons and stuff we had to write an invitation to our parents to come to this thing and you had to do it in fancy calligraphy writing and then if the letter was neat enough the teacher would seal it with a wax stamp.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I was like,
what if it was messy?
Then as I learnt, they ripped it up in front of your face and you had to start again. I wrote my letter 3 times. And by the end, she's like, it's not going to get any cleaner, is it? And I was like, no. And then she's like, well, I'll ink it, but I'm not happy about it.
What school are you at? Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry?
It was called St. Michael's All Angels. And they were not angels. Yeah. Some of them were demons.
I know St. Michael's. I went to a wedding there and it was lovely.
Beautiful church. It's the oldest school in Christchurch.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. And it's old values as well, apparently.
That's a fact of the day for you.
But here's a fact of the day. Chris, have you heard about this new gadget, this new app, right? They've got some artificial intelligence technology that they reckon can pick from a photo of a person whether they are gay or straight.
What?
According to the authors of the study... Are they picking them from their
Grindr profiles?
Yeah. If you want to pick it really quickly, all you have to do is upload your Grindr profile and we'll tell you if you're gay or not. So according to the authors, they were very disturbed by how accurate it was. The AI system can gets it right 91% of the time.
This is a computer that's doing this.
What is? Yeah, it's a computer.
Oh, shit. Man, that's messed up because you can't even blame that on like someone else's stigma or whatever. You're like, that's just a robot being accurate.
Yeah, robot doesn't have any prejudice.
Yeah, are robots homophobic?
I guess so. Oh, but these robots that are like, you look gay, and then you're like, well, that's mean, but also I am.
I mean, thank you, but also... Is it this mesh singlet that gives it away? Or my drag queen merch?
Yeah, is it this t-shirt with Katya on it? It's got 91% reach for homosexual men. 83% of the time gets it right for homosexual women, right? Which is like apparently way better than a human can just by looking at faces.
Wow. I don't want to meet this robot because I feel like it'll know too much about me. And in my mind, it's voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I feel like it will see. Yeah, it's Scarlett Johansson and her.
And be also, like, what does the robot say when it finds... It's like, it's a match. Or is it like, you're gay? Or like, what does it say when it like scans your eyes and knows you're gay?
I think like... I don't necessarily think artificial intelligence always has a voice, Chris. I think it's just like a camera that comes up with some text. But I hope it has a voice.
In my mind, all AI is like a robot. It's like that movie. What's that movie called? You know,
Bicentennial Man? That's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking of the one with Scarlett Johansson.
Her with Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, wasn't she another piece of AI? Or was that another sexy actress?
I think that's another sexy actress.
But I don't have it. It's what's it called? It sounds like that though. Force note. Oh, people are screaming.
Fifth Element. People Winona Ryder's a robot in Alien Resurrection.
Resurrection.
And there's a coming out scene in that. There's a scene where Winona Ryder like comes out as a robot with some definite gay parallels.
Wow. Oh, I should make a little sub note here that if people can hear what sounds like a little lawnmower in the back of this podcast, that's my laptop.
That's because a tiny man is mowing the lawn.
We have a tiny little lawn in our house. No, my laptop's like could combust into flames any second now. So
I'm on Skype with Chris and he's got me to get his laptop as far away as possible. I'm at a very low angle. His foot looks huge and his face looks tiny.
That's how I want it. Those are my perfect measurements.
Yeah, you do. You're most beautiful when your foot heavy.
Are you ready for this week's Queen of the Week?
Oh, I don't know if I like the theme song, but I am ready to hear what it is. Yes.
Okay. I haven't really researched this one enough, but I've been at home a lot in Christchurch while I'm doing the show, and I'm the perks of it is that my parents have Sky TV.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm bragging.
We just got TV in general at my house.
Wow.
I love it. We just whack it on. Watching The Project, watching the news.
Most people get rid of their TVs. It's weird that you're like making an act. It's like we're going to have a radio or something.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I work in TV and then the boss kind of found out that we didn't have a TV. And all of our flat work for her. So
yeah.
She was like, what are you doing? There you go.
I like that you gave me that explanation, but I knew that because I also worked there.
Yeah, it's true.
But for the listeners who aren't part of this friendship, Okay, well, I've been watching so much of Dance Moms. It's like the go-to for me for like trashy TV. It just hits me, hits so many levels of entertainment. And Abby Lee Miller is my queen of the week this week, which I know is controversial because she's in jail. But hell, I don't have any stigma against that. The woman is a mega house. She has turned out so many great child stars. I mean, Maddie is like, she made Sia. I'm going to call it now.
I think so too, because if Sia was just looking the other way, if all you saw was Sia's back.
Yes. And Maddie made, do you reckon Sia's like, I actually owe you my entire career?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet Maddie does the singing as well. I bet Sia's just pretending.
Yeah, Sia's just, do you reckon Sia ever phones it in? Like, absolutely. Just lip syncs.
Well, I mean, who, like, there's no way to tell if she's really singing, is there?
No.
I guess no. It would sound more live sometimes. She's coming to New Zealand and she's playing Mount Smart Stadium, which is our biggest venue, right?
Yes.
40 million people or something. No, 40,000 people.
Is anyone going to go?
Well, I don't want to sit in an arena and watch someone turn away from me and sing to the corner.
I've actually seen clips of her concert on YouTube. Yeah. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's so boring. It's just like a white screen. And then like there's lots of dancing kind of. It just does not translate to a big stadium arena.
Does Maddie come with her?
Actually, fuck Abby Lee Miller. Do you know who's my queen of the week?
Who?
Ariana fucking Grande.
Oh, no. Don't talk about it.
Oh, you Here's were there. Happened. I forgot that you were there.
Here's what happened, listeners. I organized the tickets for Ariana Grande. I bought them on day one that they were on sale. I was like, we're getting general admission because I want to be as close as possible. I started a Facebook thread. The Facebook thread was called Ariana's Angels. And then I got booked for a gig in Hamilton for international listeners.
Oh,
that's the worst one. And that's where I was the night of Ariana Grande. Although, actually, I had a great time in Hamilton. All the people I met were lovely, and the gig went great. So that's
nice cleaning up from your trashing of Hamilton. You can't call it the worst one and then be like, but actually, the people there are really amazing.
Yeah. Well, I had very low expectations about going there, and then I had a really nice time.
You need to make enemies. I think you're just too afraid to make any enemies. Fuck so Hamilton.
Fuck Hamilton. Fuck them.
Ariana Grande was fucking boss. She's the fucking queen of the month. Her concert was amazing. Yeah. Her vocals are insane. She's such a little sex bot as well. Like, she's so sexy. It's kind of intimidating, but then also amazing that it's like so empowered and so sure of itself. She's like, I'm not like sort of superficially flouting this. Like, I'm a confident sexual beast, and I love that about myself. And yeah, I look 12, but also fuck me. And it works.
I look 12, but I fuck like I'm 22. I am 23.
I was like, babe. Eli, we should have like been there flyering because the audience was just teenage girls,
so gay,
and homosexuals. There was just so, and they turned out looks like, I was so impressed. There was like just glitter on everyone's fucking face.
Yes,
and lots of Grande t-shirts. That was a grinder.
Whoa! It was like that's cool.
Very cool. Very very cool. I felt like a very uncool gay. There are so many cooler gays there.
What were you wearing? Detail me your whole outfit.
I freaked out. I tried like 8 different outfits on before I left. But then I landed in blue shorts, blue t-shirt, the same color.
Oh, I know that outfit.
Yes.
And it looks good. Listeners, it looks good.
And then a pink. Oh. Yeah. Oh, and then my this like silk sports jacket. That's like an 80s silk sports jacket.
Oh, I know the exact one. My ex-boyfriend gave it to you as a gift.
No, that's different. Karen Walker merch. This is like an old Picasso jacket. I wear the exact same jacket in Hudson Halls, and then I found a double one of it in Tokyo, weirdly, and so I bought it for way too much money, and I needed an excuse to wear it, and Ariana was the excuse.
Here's the weird thing about Ariana. The New Zealand press, like the reviews of her concert, were kind of savage because they called her out for rushing through all the songs and only talking to the crowd at one moment. And I was like, that sounds that's what I want out of a concert.
We didn't pay to hear her talk. We want to hear her. We want to cry and listen to her sing Bang Bang, which she sung. And it's so much better without all the other
Jessie
people in
J. it. Jessie J is my, what's the opposite of a queen? Scum of the week. She didn't do anything bad this week. I just don't like her.
She's the court jester of the week.
No, she didn't make me laugh. I've got full respect for Jessie J. I don't know why I bag her, but I don't.
Oh, Eli, make an enemy once in your life.
Okay, fine. Jessie J, stop. I want you to stop singing.
She's on the hit list. Yeah. So this week we're kind of talking about parties, which is great because we just talked about Ariana Grande. Right, well on theme.
Nice.
Boys Gone Wild. And this is born
it's something each of us has done two or three times in our entire life.
Well, isn't that so interesting? Like, I always find that like I'm overcompensating for not wanting to go out and party.
Yeah.
And then like, I look at Facebook at like Gay Ski Week that was on.
I was looking at the exact same photos you must have been looking at. Yes.
Yes. And I was just like looking at all these like gorgeous bronze muscly boys in mesh singlets. And yeah. I was like, it looks like they're having so much fun. I just could not imagine getting on, how I'd get on in that environment.
The guys at that party, at the like closing party or whatever, just like in jock straps and mesh crop tops. And then that was the outfit of the party. And I can't imagine what I would do if I was in that outfit. I imagine like I would look up. It would take me like 2 hours to leave the room. I would be like looking at myself in the mirror,
and then I'd be so drunk. I'd be vomiting down the hallway to get to the party. Yes.
Yeah, I'd just be tugging at every part of it, being like, I don't know if this is jockstrap making my butt look crazy.
And do you know what's kind of interesting? Like, what? How often do you reckon you fart on any given night when you're out?
4 times.
Yeah, like, but it's just your bare fart, like it's just your ass, like in those like chapless, in those like holeless jock straps, like
yeah,
people might hear your like cheeks rub against each other, like they might be like pfft, like they'll hear it
like a full raw fart,
like it's a raw like toilet fart. Like
also like you're dressed like that probably because you want to, you know, horn other people up. You're probably gonna get horned up by feeling yourself and also looking at other people.
Yeah,
if you do, it's just going to be out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I just would not have the, I don't have the confidence for it. I do admire, and when I see people who are dressed like that, I'm like, of course you're dressed like that. Like, that's the theme. That's what I imagined people would be wearing. Like, that's the go-to outfit.
Yeah, and also, like, it's like, for you, this is what makes you feel the most free and happy. And for me, it would do the exact opposite.
Yeah, I would want to be in, like, a full robe or, like, a dress or, like, you know, like, something kind of a sort of quirky and, like, and sort of soft and elegant. I could never, like, go full underwear and mesh singlet. I could probably wear a mesh singlet, though. Oh, mesh tank top. I really want to get into tank tops this summer.
Really? I look forward to that.
Yeah, well, stay tuned.
I reckon I could go for those t-shirts that are like a little bit high, but they're not like all the way. Just a little bit of belly.
Yeah, a little bit of midriff.
Do you know there was research recently. I didn't just read about the gay face app. I also read about the area that women most look at when they're at men. Who they find attractive, and it's the midriff. The midriff is the place they look, not like arms or chest.
I love the midriff. It's my favorite bit ever.
Mm. Yeah.
Were you much of a... When have you ever been a partier? Would you consider yourself a partier? And what's been your biggest partying streak?
Okay, kind of like my first couple of years of university in Christchurch when I like joined Drama Sock. I got a lot of... That was like my biggest house party phase.
Yes. Drama Sock is a good space for like nerds and stuff or outcasts from high school to be like,
yes,
finally people who are like me who I can get so wasted with,
so drunk with on the cheapest alcohol, and just like lots of those parties where you hang out in the kitchen, you're like, when it's the kitchen party, this is where we hang out and share our secrets.
Was there ever were you ever in the back of your mind where you're like, I might hook up with a guy tonight?
Oh yeah. And I reckon probably I was thinking about this when you brought up this whole theme. I was thinking about like how many parties, if I could go back, did I have conversations where I probably was just like, oh, I think maybe I'm a little bit sexually open, you know, but when I was drunk.
And that makes my heart flutter.
Pretended it hadn't happened later on.
That is, wow. That is, we used to party at this, when at high school, this is my biggest party phase. It was like every Friday night we'd go to this chick's Bonnie's house. And
Bonnie?
Yeah, she's a cool chick. We used to like make out quite a bit, like playing spin the bottle.
I feel like the theme of this podcast is girls Chris hooked up with.
I didn't hook up with my first girlfriends. I was 11. It was only hand-holding there. But I was like quite drunk. I'd be quite drunk and like get a bit stoned and like sort of, but all those nights have sort of blurred into one. I do remember ruining a surprise Harry Potter party. It was a surprise party that was themed Harry Potter, not a party that you go to that surprise it's Harry Potter themed.
Or you're surprising Harry Potter with a party.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we all got cast as someone we had to dress up as. And I don't read Harry Potter or have seen the movies, but I kind of guessed. And I got Malfoy because I was blonde.
Yeah, I get that.
And a bitch.
You would be Malfoy. And Malfoy wouldn't read the books either.
Yeah, I was in the movies. And it's such a Slytherin thing to do, is it?
Yeah.
I
you got it. It'd be like, magic's not real. Oh, that's so Slytherin of you to say that.
Right, got it.
To not believe in the core of your being.
And so the party that it was for the girl, she came late, but by like 9 o'clock was her time to arrive. I was already drunk by this point, like so drunk by 9 o'clock. And I think I got there at 7:30. Nice. And she walked in the doorway and I walked out of a room before anyone yelled surprise. And I was like, I'm Draco Malfoy. And like slicked back hair and like a drink in my hand. And then everyone walked out and was like, surprise. But I like totally ruined the surprise.
Wow.
But that was probably my biggest partying phase, was when I was like 16 at high school, 16, 17. And would I also remember vomiting in a garden once. But it wasn't because of too much ice cream. It wasn't because of too much alcohol. It's because I got stoned and ate too much ice cream.
Yeah, so many parties where I got drunk and then like had like one puff of a joint and then I was like puke everywhere. Puke all over. I remember there's this guy Robinson, who I went to high school with, and he always had the coolest parties and his mum was really nice. And then I got drunk on their like homebrew whiskey and then had like one puff of a joint before the party bus came. And then everyone got on the party bus and I stayed there and vomited all over their garden and then walked home.
That's so true. But, I mean, that's how I mainly got into my relationships with women, was by being like hooking up with them at a party.
Yeah. And then being drunk enough to face your demons.
And then would like, yeah, it was like, oh well, we've hooked up and had sex, so like we have to go out now.
Yeah,
in my mind I would like never do a one night stand.
Nice. And being a perfect gentleman,
a perfect closeted gentleman.
I also had another big partying phase. That was when I first moved to Auckland.
Oh yeah.
And that was like my clubbing phase. So I used to, there's a friend, Johnny, who is at my drama school that I was going to, and we used to get like badly drunk. I remember like having some kind of, you know, bad drug stuff, and then riding into town in the boot of a car multiple times. I like got driven into town in the boot of a car.
Yes.
And then just going to the worst clubs. There's one called Margarita, where there were $2 tequila shots.
Oh, that's not tequila you're drinking.
I know. And sombreros on the wall. So everyone put on these sombreros. And so sad. And there's another one called Code. Code is like downstairs on the street. And there's, you know how clubs have like a stage that you can dance on?
Yes.
At Code, it's like a ledge that is probably like 10 inches long. So it's like, if you want to get up, you've really got to commit. You've got to kind of like,
you get up on
that stage and kind of hold yourself back, but everyone get up on that. And I would definitely get up on that and then like break it down. How many times do you think you've got on the stage of a club?
basically every time I go to a club, and that's not often. But it's my only way to kind of like enjoy my dancing is if I know that I'm dancing for people.
If no one's watching, like, what are you even doing it for?
Exactly. Dance like no one's watching. Dance like everyone should be watching is my
motto. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is so interesting. So we went to Cruise Saturday night.
Okay.
Cruise is the gay bar in Christchurch. And it was this new thing for me because I've never been to the gay bars in Christchurch, because Christchurch is the city where all my secrets were kept. It's not the city where I was an openly comfortable gay man. But like, I'm loving this like new kind of thing I'm discovering here. So confidently marched into Cruise. Yeah. But I howled at the door because there's a $10 cover charge.
What?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
There's no other cover charges on that street. But there was $10 to get in. Oh, I could not believe it. And I was like, where's this money going to? I was like, if this is going to the community, if the money is going to make this place a safer, more inclusive space, have my $10, have 20. Yeah. Yes. If this is just going to pay for the DJ or something, pay for your own DJ. Like, that's what bars, those are your overheads.
Yeah.
So we go in. This place used to be like a cafe during the earthquake. I think I've talked about this before. It like started itself up quite soon after the earthquake and shared its place with a cafe. So it used to like roll the flags up behind the roof and then become like Procope.
Bring out the paninis.
Bring out the paninis. And then... And then at night, all the gay flags roll out and they roll out the DJ stand and everything, and it becomes this club. So
yeah,
that's no longer the sitch. It's just Cruise all the time. It's two stories. Upstairs is like the downstairs of family, a bit more clubby.
Yes, I've been to the upstairs. I didn't realize there was a downstairs.
At Cruise?
Yeah.
You've been to Cruise?
I've also been to the original Cruise, but we can get into that a little bit later. But
I went to
a party when I was down there for a festival, and it was the last one of the festival, and so the closing night party was at Cruise, and there was almost no members of the public there. It was just people from us. And I don't think that's because we booked it out. I think it was just a Sunday night.
It's the only place that's open late in Christchurch, basically. It's open till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And it kind of positions itself on that. So when we went in there, there was like, four gay people there, what it felt like, if I had my AI bot there with me.
Four gay men here.
There's my Scarlett Johansson.
That was perfect.
There are.
And you should get an award.
Three homosexuals in this room. Yeah, and then there was like a whole bunch of like lads on tour hooking up with their girlfriends.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to call no on that.
And... I said to the woman, the bouncer at the door, I was like, oh, like, is this, will there be lots, like, I don't know how I phrased it, but I was like, is there like gay people in here?
Were you like, when the fags get in here, bro?
Yeah, I think that's how I phrased it. And she was like, listen, if you don't, which I thought this was really cool. She's like, listen, if you don't feel safe at any point in this, while you're in this bar, let me know. We'll sort it out immediately. Like, your safety and your happiness is our priority. And I was
great. That's, I love it. She's queen of the week. Shit.
Well, she did also take my $10, but also she's amazing. She did a great job. And go upstairs.
I don't think she at all was organized. I don't think she was the one who decided to take your $10. She's just doing a job, man.
I don't reckon she knew she was at a gay bar. Although what she said may have.
That sounds like she was protecting you as a gay.
Yeah, she was.
She's an angel. She's a guardian angel. And any critique that you're throwing at her, if she is listening, I just want to say, you're my queen of the week, even if Chris prefers Abby Lee Miller to you.
And downstairs of the place, like the main ground floor, is like, basically they're playing YouTube like hits of like the 90s.
Like Star Wars Kid.
Just like, oh, sorry.
Like, leave Britney alone.
You're just on the loop. No, like, it's just like a Spotify playlist with like video clips of just like the Grease Mega Mix and just like, just classic tunes.
Yeah.
And then upstairs, there was so much smoke. Like, I have never been in a smokier bar in my entire life. I was like choking on it. It was like being at an Amdram production of Les Mis up there. There's so much smoke. And then actual mirrors. So it's like 100% smoke and mirrors. And then like a few lasers and stuff. And the music was so bad. It was so, so bad. And
I know, because I've been the same, and the music was the same when I was there. They'll play like one in four songs would be a banger. But even if it was a banger, the bangers, I like redefined what a banger was, because a banger in the context of what was playing when I was there was like a techno remix of Adele, Hello.
Yes, exactly, Eli. Yeah, we had like, I danced to it. I was like, Swish Swish played.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, finally something I recognize. And I was like, but it's Katy Perry. But also, I'm just so grateful that I know the tune. And I was like, this place has so much potential. But there was just like no queerness about it. Like, it was just like, we're open late. It was just basically the whole vibe of the place. There was no drag queens. There was nothing. I was like, what is going on? So basically, I need to know, Christchurch, if you're listening, like, where do all the fun gays hang out? Where are the clubs?
That is good. I would like to know that too. I'm heading down there shortly.
You're going to come to Cruise. Let's go to Cruise together.
Let's do it. Let's do a live podcast from Cruise. They're playing all the YouTube hits right now.
There's Charlie right Bit My Finger.
That Cat Sang Dom piano is playing at the moment.
And that is my ultimate favorite.
That's a goodie.
When did you go to Cruise?
So I went like, basically, when I came out, I lived in Auckland, right? But then I went back to Christchurch for Christmas and like told my family, and it was a bloody jolly, holly, jolly Christmas for me. But also during that time, like, my one gay friend in Christchurch took me out to the, to Cruise that around then. And it had a little bit more personality than it does now. It was near like Fat Eddie's and stuff, which was like this cool, very cool little harbour bars. So it was like all kind of like brick walls. It kind of had this like New York lofty apartment-y vibe. Even though like I would agree that it, even then, it didn't really have like a queer vibe, but it was still like a fun club. And then it was chock-a-block gay men.
Really?
And maybe like, I don't know, five women in the whole bar.
Well, I talked to the guy behind the bar at the club.
The club.
And I can't even say it, like, I'm so unused to saying at the club. And he was like, yeah, well, they're all down at Gay Ski Week in Queenstown, or, you know, so they're not real. And about four other bars have opened tonight, so no one's here. And I was like, yeah, but still, like, there should be some. There's like no gay people here.
That's so weird. Yeah, I did my bloody a lot of people left Auckland for Gay Ski Week, but there was still, I did my show last week and there was fucking tons of homos at it.
Yeah,
and shout out to every single homo who came.
Not all gays like to ski.
I'm terrified of skiing. Although I think you can go to Gay Ski Week even if you are not a skier. Just enjoy Queenstown. It's beautiful.
They just call it Gays Go South.
Yeah. Just gays go to the coolest part. Isn't it weird how when you talk to, like, especially people from Australia, Queenstown is like the one thing they know about New Zealand. And that's,
everyone
and
loves
to them,
Queenstown.
That's like the only reason you would ever go to New Zealand is to go to Queenstown. Yeah. And I didn't go until I was 19 for a gig where I had to play a hobbit.
Oh, you would make a great hobbit.
I was good. I used to do it quite a bit in Christchurch, and I did two. So that one was just like for so long. We were hobbits for like 4 hours that night.
Oh, and boy.
And then I did another one for almost the same amount of money for like 5 minutes, where some people were getting punted down the Avon in Christchurch. And then me and Andrew had to, we dressed up as hobbits, and then we ran along past the boat as it punted down. And I was just saying like, oh no, we've got to run away. We've got to deliver the ring, whatever. But it was so, we were barefoot at 9 a.m. in Christchurch. Oh. And you could just feel that there was like needles in the backs. I was like, this is not worth the $120 or whatever I'm getting for this.
Wow. Is that us, Eli?
I love that what started as when we tried to talk about parties, we ended up talking about me dressing up as a hobbit.
Which is the greatest like explanation of our relationship with parties. Full stop.
How many more big nights do you reckon you'll have this year?
Honestly, I've been drinking like Elaine stretch here. Like every nice. Night I've been like, another wine, another cocktail. Like this, the city's sort of turned me into like an old decrepit Broadway star.
Oh, I love it.
So probably quite a few more down here, to be honest.
Nice. I was finding that when I was on tour, like the life of touring as a comedian, I was like, I just needed to every night.
Get on the Raz.
Get on the Raz.
But it's so interesting because like there's always those big gigs that happen in Auckland City of like homo party or like gay dubstep night.
We need to go to one.
Yeah, homo house. Is that what it's called?
There's homo house. There's also one that's called like apocalypse or something, or like
apocalypse,
something like that.
Right,
like pulsing throb.
Throb. This is so funny. Like gay bar names, like they're always so kind of like there's like one word and like a kind of a description or a sound, like squish.
If you were bringing a new gay bar to Christchurch, not that we want to take any of Cruise's business away, but if you were to make one, okay, where would you put it in Christchurch and what would you call it? What would be the vibe?
This is a great thing to close this episode on. Our picture, our Christchurch gay bar. Mine would be called Wizards, after the great Wizard of Canterbury.
Yes.
A true gay icon. Is he religious or is he like an anarchist?
I think he's an anarchist.
Great.
Okay. I know that he rose outside the limits of the country to avoid the census.
The Wizard is not the guy I'm going for. It's going to be called The Town Criers.
I was just going to say that.
And the vibe of it would be like, oh, it's just like I'm screaming. Like my whole beef with gay bars is that they're just the interiors are so sticky. Like all the surfaces are so sticky and gross. And I'm like craving a bit of like lush softness. So lots of curtains, lots of ferns, lots of mirrors, maybe the same amount of smoke that was in Cruise, just like a ridiculous amount of maybe dry ice. So it looks like everyone's gliding on like clouds.
I love it. Yeah.
And then because it's the Town Criers, everyone has a bell on them. And if you like the look of someone, then you can ding the bell and be like, hey, hey.
Whoa. So people get up in Town Cry and declare who they want to hook up with.
Yeah. That's the vibe of it.
That's sick. That's really sick. Okay, here's my Christchurch bar. Oh, can I pitch you a drag name before the end of the episode?
Always.
Okay.
Don't want to hear them.
I've decided to abandon celebrity ones because I realized that like...
They suck.
They really suck. And it's not even... It's like I don't understand gay culture, but I still want a part of it, you know?
Yes. Okay,
here's my drag name. Elaine Swimmer. As in like...
Oh, Elaine Swimmer.
Swimmer.
That's good.
And she's wearing a swimming cap all the time. No wigs. Okay, so my gay bar. It would be called... Chalice. It's named after the Christchurch Chalice, and all the cocktails are served in bars. If you don't know what the Christchurch Chalice is, please Google it. It's the
it's the most
controversial.
Incredible. It's the most controversial piece of sculpture. Yeah. It's so funny. Do you like it?
I used to hate it, and then I was thinking about it today because I was thinking about it in context of the cathedral, which, if you haven't heard, is they're rebuilding the Christchurch Cathedral as it was, which I don't agree with, but it's great they've made a decision.
Literally the amount of times I've heard that sentence in Christchurch. Yeah. I don't really agree with it, but it's just, I'm happy they've made a decision.
I'm just glad we're moving forward. You know, it's been 6 years. So the chalice is kind of like, just Google it, the Christchurch chalice. It's like what it's meant to look like is autumn leaves being flung up by the wind, and it's in the shape of a chalice. What did you think it was?
Like, to be honest, just an upside down cone.
Yeah, it looks like a tornado, and they don't have those in Christchurch. Anyway, that's what all the glasses with cocktails would look like. They would look like
yes.
That. And then, look, I think the music would be 100% kind of like Steps, S Club 7, like British. Because Christchurch is the most English city in the country. That's what it's kind of known for. It's known for being the English one. So it'll be all English music. Girls Aloud.
Adele,
George Michael. That's it.
Like old hymns.
Some old hymns. Just some Gregorian chants.
I didn't talk about my music choices. That I would play lots of Whitney Houston.
Perfect.
At the Town Crier. And then
perfect.
And also remixes of the Town Crier's News for the Day.
That's so good. If you can get that really, like, literally record what he said that day. And then, did you know that Palmerston, Palmerston North has a town crier? Christchurch, we're very arrogant about ours. I didn't even realize that Palmerston North had one. And she's one of the only female town criers in the whole world. And she's very keen to get more women involved in case there are any women listening who want to become town criers.
God. Well, on that note, yeah, all our female listeners, please, we need more female town criers in this country.
And then women will truly be equal.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, I want to thank you for making time to do this with me.
It's been a real joy. It's been great catching up with you, Eli. Let's do it again next week.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you soon. And I can't wait to see bigpipe.co.nz soon. They're my favorite other friend.
Oh, they're the best. Thanks for keeping us in contact through the internet.
The internet.
The internet.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.